Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. My wonderful partner, Jacqueline, won't be joining us this evening. I guess it's going to be a special Father's Day celebration with her wonderful fiancé, Dan, and so they are going to be having a lot of fun tonight. So I'm going to be hosting the show solo, but hopefully I'll be able to take care of you and make you happy with your call tonight. A couple of interesting things are going on right now. We have both the full moon and summer solstice occurring on the same day, and this hasn't happened for 70 years. It won't happen again until the year 2094. And so it's very exciting, I think. This is an enormous day we're facing tomorrow, and a lot of changes are going to be going on here. The full moon itself is interesting because the sun and the moon are what we call at the aneretic degree, which is very powerful. It's the absolute last degree of both the Gemini Sun and Moon in Sagittarius. And so because of that, there is multifacets to this full moon. And it's going to be a little bit more difficult than normal to bring things to completion. It's very important for most people who have planets in any of the immutable signs to have a plan A or plan B if they're trying to bring something into closure. We also have a couple of planets that are still retrograde. So often these retrogrades or these delays we experience serve us better than we anticipate in the moment. And so patience is going to be required, but new information can become available at the drop of a hat and change everything. It's been a beautiful day here in Roanoke, Virginia, and happy Father's Day to any fathers that may be listening tonight. And I hope that everybody's been having a wonderful weekend, no matter where you live. Most of the people that are on hold are from all over the place. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on the first caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
This is Cindy, and I wasn't going to call in tonight, but I decided that I would. I have these notes, these different from different countries, and I want to know, is it going to happen or not? Do you know?
I think we talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yep, we did, and I'm just not sure it's going to happen. That's my only question. Will it happen?
Let's see what we can see in the chart today. Hold on a minute. Let's look at the full moon. It's more of a completion cycle and see what we see there for you, Cindy. See, again, I'm seeing delays about the international flavor of your question. And most of that has to do with Saturn being in Sagittarius, because Saturn rules government, and Sagittarius has to do with international commerce, international belief systems, etc. And Sagittarian energy wants to create more freedom. Saturn wants to make sure the foundation is not compromised. And Saturn is retrograde until the 13th of August, Cindy. So my feeling is it could indeed happen with Saturn still in Sagittarius for another year, but I doubt it's going to happen with retrograde. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
So I would wait it out, I think, because I don't think that the people that you're conferring with, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I just think that there's a lot to this. And so there's many different factions involved. And in order for them to really get it together and make it really happen where it is a liberating element, it would probably be August or September of this year. And in September, Jupiter leaves Virgo and goes into Libra, the sign of peace and harmony. So my feeling is anywhere between the middle of August and the middle of September, that's probably, if it's going to go down, that's when it's going to be.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure it was going to be. That's all. I can wait.
How else are you doing, honey? You doing good?
Yeah, right. I am. Yeah.
You sound good.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. We miss Jacqueline tonight, but she'll be back next week. Hopefully, they're having a fun time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank
God
you
bless
so
you. Do you still want to listen, or do you want to go away?
Oh, I want to listen. Thank you.
That's fun. I know a lot of people have been involved in this whole change of currency that may be occurring, and there's a lot of conjecture about it on all fronts, but again, the economy worldwide has been changing. We've all been observing this, let's put it that way. I'm going to take the next caller. Area code 561-714, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite, it's Charles. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Charles. How are you? I feel a little lost about my good friend Jacqueline, but I'm coping.
It seems like you're doing pretty well so far. We get to see
so you. So far, so good. Thank you. Well, I have had a very, very busy 3 days. I have had 3 events in 3 days, but I took a nice nap, so I'll be ready for everyone on the show tonight.
Oh, well, that's great. So my question tonight is, when are things going to change for me? It's been sort of rough going, mostly because I don't have a job, and I think we've talked about that before, but, you know, no job, no money, and, you know, I'm just getting beat up from creditors. You know, I worry about losing my house, and I just wonder when things are going to get better.
Okay. Well, we talked before about Mars being retrograde in your sixth house of work and service and serving the public, which is what you do. And Mars right now is retrograde right on top of your part of fortune in the Palm Beach chart. So it goes direct the last day of this month. Now, Mars is interesting because when it's retrograde, it does usually put you in a situation where you can't make a decision because you don't have enough data. But when it goes forward, you feel it within 24 to 48 hours, passion. And it's still in Scorpio and direct at the end of the month. My feeling is, and Jacqueline and I have talked to you about this before, you really need to follow your passion. I think when we get into a financial situation where we're feeling somewhat desperate, we're going to go for things that aren't necessarily the ideal because we really are just worried about keeping our obligations in place, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
But I still think that with Mars going direct on the end of the month, when it turns around, it's going to go back onto your part of fortune. You see, because we're still about 2 weeks away. And what it's going to do, it may just hit you. Now, while it's retrograde, that's when it's time to follow up with any interviews you've had, any old friends, any opportunities. Saturn's also retrograde in Sagittarius. So because of that, it's a good time to stay connected with old friends, old business associates and stuff during the cycle of time. Because then when Mars goes forward, some of these people may be working on something brand new that they want to bring out in July. Okay?
Okay.
And that, I think, is the key to the definition for you. The other thing that's going on is that Jupiter is in Virgo, and it's not making any bad angles to your chart whatsoever, really. I mean, it is squaring your ascendant in Gemini, which is making you have anxiety. It's not necessarily making you have it. It's just bringing that forth. But it's also trying to your north node in Capricorn in your eighth house, which has to do with your resources, which is why I feel your home is safer right now because Jupiter's transiting your fourth house of where you actually live, you know, your temple here on Earth that you've created. So I feel you'll be sustained. Jupiter's also posing your moon in Pisces, too, so it can be difficult sleeping. And you can wildly imagine things that are going to go terribly wrong when that's probably just coming out of your fear. I don't necessarily think it's psychic prompting. I think it's just something that's happening out of fear. Because for you, you know, you're the kind of guy, when you're working, I know you put everything into your work. You're so heartfelt. You have 3 major planets in Leo, and you just really, really want to serve, and you want to love what you're doing, and you want to make everybody you're working with happy. That's been your protocol as long as I've known you. For that reason, I think it's just a little bit of time left here for you to maybe fine-tune, make some additional contacts if you can, and try and do enough things to distract yourself so the worry doesn't take you over. See, Neptune rules both our fears and our faith. We choose it, okay?
Okay.
So choose faith or fear. And every time you see yourself getting into an anxious space, say, no, there's a reason for the delay. Something really good's around the corner. I just can't see it from here. And try to affirm your faith that you're going to end up exactly where your heart's going to lead you. And I know it's difficult, you know. I mean, I've been having my ups and downs, you know, with the economic things as well. But every month, things just work out, you know. I mean, by the skin of my teeth, but it still works out, okay?
Yes, I understand.
Well, you keep me posted. If anything interesting or command performance shows up, give me a call. I'll help you through it, okay?
Thank you. You'll be the first. I appreciate it. And I'd like to stay on and listen to the rest of the show.
You got it. All right. God bless.
Okay, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting with all these retrogrades that we've had, but we have less now than we had earlier. In May, we were bombarded with the retrogrades. Now, at least we do have a little wiggle room opening up for ourselves, which is really great. Okay. Let me take the next caller here. Area code 860, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mrs. Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing this evening?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. Now, are you the Susan that's born 10/29/58?
Good going, yes.
And do you still live in Connecticut?
Yes.
All righty, then. Now, did you have a special question for me this evening?
Not sure. Maybe around losing my father. I'm
okay.
In the process of losing my father.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, especially on Father's Day. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Is your father local to you? Do you have an opportunity to be near him?
No, he's in Florida.
Okay.
So,
when was the last time you were able to journey there to see him?
Last time he came here in 2014.
Okay. All right.
But he wouldn't know who I was even if I went there.
Right. I get that.
So deteriorated, I think I want to remember him the way he was.
Right. Do you mind if I ask what his diagnosis is? Is it just old age, or is there something that's causing him any pain at this time?
It started with, he's very old, 89 and a half, and I believe it started with TIA, mini strokes, and then his memory got worse and worse and worse, confusion, couldn't speak, and then couldn't walk, and he got all of the later stages of dementia from the mini strokes.
Okay. I have heard of this before. Okay. Well, Mars is retrograde right now in Scorpio, and Scorpio does rule life, death, rebirthing, and transition to the other side. So with it retrograde, to me, it seems unlikely that he would pass until Mars does move direct the last day of this month. Now, the planet's going to be moving into Cancer, okay? Already Venus is there for 3 days. The sun goes in there tomorrow on the summer solstice. And you have a lot of trines and blessing lines going to your sixth house of work and service and health. So you have a lot of blessing lines here. So I just want to say in a very kind way, I feel if your father does indeed transition over the next 30 days, I think it's going to be a great blessing in disguise. Okay, and I have to say that because of what I'm seeing cosmically, and I'm not saying that without compassion, but I feel with the planets moving into Cancer, I think whoever is taking care of your dad is keeping him very comfortable.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
I'm not really feeling a lot of pain here at all.
Yeah,
no,
they've got him very comfortable.
Yep, and Saturn, which is usually your dad, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so Saturn transiting in the outer wheel that I'm looking at on my computer right now, if you're not married, Saturn is usually your dad or the matriarch or patriarch of your family, and that's also retrograde. Now, your Saturn is in Sagittarius, too, but it's later. You won't go through your Saturn return until next year. So what's going to happen is if your father passes this year, next year you will rebirth within yourself the major things that you've learned from your dad. So it will be more of an awakening for you and an appreciation of how he has served and you have served him rather than the process you're going through right now, just so you're aware of this.
Okay.
Sometimes when we get this close to losing a parent, it's very, very difficult, and I understand that. But I think that you're going to find that all the triumphs and blessing lines here that indicate that whatever you've set up for him or he set up for himself, I feel he's comfortable, I feel he's okay, and I feel like the arms of the angels will just come and take him when he's ready and he gives up his will. Right now,
yeah.
Even though he's not very cognizant, I still think part of his will is maintaining here for some reason that maybe we don't understand.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
You keep track of it, and you give me a call, and me and Jacqueline, if you need more support, you give us a call back, okay?
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Good
Thank
night.
You.
It's hard this time of year. I've lost both my father and my stepfather in this life, and they were both spectacular. And but, again, I remember the love. Beyond a certain point, you feel the treasure more than the loss. And it takes time. It takes time for all of us. So I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Let me see. Where am I at here? Oh, here we are. Area code 917. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Hi. This is Anna.
Hello, Anna. How are you doing this
Hi.
Evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And tonight I wanted to ask a question about my career. I'm currently not working, and I'm wondering if
okay.
you see me, if you see anything changing in my field, like a job.
Now, are you 12, 24, 52?
No.
January, okay, when's your birthday?
28, 73.
January and what time were you born?
Yeah, January 28th, 73. Time is 11:14 a.m.
And you were born in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Right? I got
yeah.
you now. I had too
I
many
know.
Anna's on here, sorry.
Sure.
All right, let me just get where I need to go here. And I know your question. What field are you in?
Mental health.
Okay. And you live where now?
In New York.
New York, okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's going on here. I'm so surprised you're not gainfully employed because of Mars being in Scorpio. All right, let me take a look and see what's going on here. All right. Okay. Did you want to stay in New York?
I'm okay here for now.
Okay. Now, have you already interviewed?
Sorry?
Have you already interviewed over the last few weeks?
Yes, I'm interviewing.
Okay. Well, Mercury is sitting right on your Saturn over the next few days. You could hear from somebody that you've already been with, that you've already interviewed
okay.
with, or some opportunity is going to open up sooner than you think. Now, because Mars
yeah.
is retrograde in Scorpio, which rules your field, chances are you would probably require some additional training wherever you were hired. Okay? Maybe
yeah.
they just do things differently. So it kind of be everything that you know, but a little bit of a turn in the road, so to speak, is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it would not be difficult at all for you to adjust. You've got to be pretty close here. You've also got Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, sitting on your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible. So I really feel that you're going to get probably a very, very stable job. It seems like there's two jobs you kind of wanted. One of them is okay, but I don't know if it was really a fit and it didn't seem that stable to me. But the other one seems like if you get in there, you're pretty much good to go. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's where I'd like to see you. That's where I'd like to see you. But you've got some nice things going on with Jupiter, too, right now. Jupiter's also posing your part of fortune in the New York chart, which would indicate that you probably would get pretty good money for what you were doing. And,
okay.
and also that you wouldn't have to travel very far. It would be easy to get there. So you might be able to get there, you know, on the public transportation in New York City, you know, quite easily, I want to say. Or you might even be able to walk it, really, okay? It seems like it's really close to me. Is that right?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, don't give up the ship.
No, do you see anything in my love life?
I don't see anything in your love life immediately. What I see about your love life is you are a very independent person. And I also see that right now you are still kind of in a situation where you're not sure exactly what you want. I think that you have been thinking about someone, and I see that. But at the same time, you also know the limitations.
Yes.
Venus and the Sun are going to be moving into your seventh house of close personal relationships over the next few days. Then things are going to brighten up a little bit because I don't necessarily see you just dating somebody. I see you wanting to establish a relationship at this time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So when the Sun and Venus both move into your seventh house, you're more apt to meet someone or reconnect with someone, which is going to be more long-term. Okay?
Okay.
And I like that better than looking for planets. They're just moving to the fifth house of romance, maybe a fling, that kind of thing. You've got Capricorn rising, and you've got several planets in Capricorn, even though you're Aquarian Sun. So because of that, you have a lot of traditional views about relationships, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you want someone that's going to take this seriously, that is also looking for a keeper, if you will. Take your time. Okay. Mercury's still going to be in Gemini for several weeks. Okay. And so because of that, take your time and look at your options. But with the planets that are going into Cancer, Venus is already there. It's going to go into your seventh house day after tomorrow. The Sun's going to go in there in 5 days. You're more apt to look for someone who wants to feel at home with someone and create some kind of a secure emotional base. So I think that July is going to be very, very kind to you, okay?
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it's good. So go to places that you feel comfortable at. Like if it's a cafe, it's a place you like to listen to music. Wherever you feel most comfortable, that's where you need to be with, because that's when you're more than likely to either run into somebody you already know or meet somebody very new. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you. Post it. Okay?
Yeah, I will. I have to.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Fun. Okay, let's see. What else do I have here? Here we are. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? This is Jay from Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, Jay, how in heaven's name are you?
I'm great. How are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 27.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm sticking to that story.
I love it.
So what's shaking with you these days? What's happening down there?
All this talk about the wonderful full moon before the summer solstice.
I'd like to know
how that's going to play out for me. Some stuff is already transpiring. I'm so ready for a new path. I kind of feel like I'm ending a cycle and I'm stepping into something new. But I'm just curious as to how all of this is, or where, what area of my life this is all coming to an apex in.
Well, it has to do with love for you personally, and it has to do with reestablishing yourself. Mm. What's happening is the full moon and the summer solstice chart are very different.
Mm.
Everybody's trying to group it into one thing, but they're actually two different signatures cosmically, okay? The full moon is usually a completion cycle, but because both the Sun and the Moon are at the nth degree or the aneurytic degree of Gemini and Sagittarius, this means that everything you've already developed, you need to keep the party going. Keep all of the bells and whistles in your toolbox all in order right now because you're going to be needing those things, okay?
Mm.
But then when we go to the solstice chart, there's a big shift here. Now the Sun has moved into Cancer at 0000 degrees, which is what happens on the solstice, but the Moon is at 5 degrees of Capricorn. And that's why it's more about establishing yourself, okay, at this particular celebration of the solstice, okay? And it's interesting, let me take a look at your chart over here with that one. I looked already looked at the full moon one. Let me look at the solstice one for you. Because see, you have your Neptune in Capricorn at 3 degrees in your seventh house of partnerships, contracts, okay? People that could be committed to the same kind of dream and spirituality that you embrace and you feel is eternal, okay? And so the moon on the solstice is sitting right on it, okay? When it isn't on the full moon, okay? And also it's interesting, too, because both the sun and Venus are kissing in Cancer in your first house on the solstice. And that would usually be you with someone you could love, that you would feel very comfortable with. Opposing the moon in Capricorn means it's somebody that you could commit to. How about that? I knew you'd like that part, Jay.
Wow.
Now, are you about to get involved with a new mentor or a new guru or spiritual guide?
I am open to it. Probably, you know what, and I did have a pretty weird meditation a few days ago. So I'm wondering, yeah, I'm open to that.
It's not going to be immediately, but it's coming soon. Mars is retrograde at 23 degrees of Scorpio. Your Saturn is at 27. And what's happening is Mars goes direct in the heavens on the last day of this month. And that's going to take about 2 weeks to catch up with your Saturn. But that's when you're probably going to hear about it and be very, very intrigued. Okay, so be looking for that, because I think this is something that is going to really acknowledge all the deep work that you've been doing, because you've been doing quite a bit for quite a while now.
Oh yeah.
But you're going to find that person that's going to give you bring you to the next level, or help you to open up to your next level, your next step, really. Okay.
Wow.
See, the whole idea for you to do this right now is to take the next step. I want to say in your mastership, if you follow me.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's about taking on the responsibility of what lies at the core of your soul. And I feel between now and the time that Saturn goes direct, the middle of August, you're going to pretty much have figured all that out. You're going to find the right persons to be more of your tribe and to be more interactive with and really to bump it up a notch.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
I love when that happens.
Oh, you're great. Thank you, Silva.
Well, you're welcome. You have a stellar night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, God bless. The wonderful people that call in here, thank you so much for listening and waiting for me to get to you. I appreciate it very much. Okay, let's see where I am here now. I have people that are just holding, and I have people that are new. I'm trying to figure out the difference here. Okay. I think I go here next. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. It's Andy. You're doing a great job tonight, solo.
Thank you. I know. I miss my girlfriend, but I'm so glad they're having such a wonderful time. That is stellar, you know. She works so hard. She helps everyone, too. And her fiance, he's just fabulous. He's just a really, really cool guy, and they're so happy. All right.
That's
now,
fantastic.
Overland
so
Park,
nice to hear.
Right? Yes, yes. Yeah, it's been a very interesting week for me in a lot of ways. I've really connected with a lot of people from my past with these retrogrades. I did 3 fairs in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And I was a little bit
goodness.
Fried last night, but I said, well, I want to get up this morning. I'm going to take the morning off from the chapel. I had my other people cover me for the sermon. I took a nap before the show to make sure I was clear.
Excellent. Good self-care. Very important.
Clay, and being a Cancer, I need to nurture myself more sometimes, don't I?
Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
Well, you are in a grand square, honey. You're cooking with gas. You're like doing the dance, aren't you?
I tell you, there's so much information flying at me. I don't know. You know, some nights I just can't go to sleep. I've got so much flying through my head. So I have to take some melatonin and just kind of go say, okay, we're going to shut that mind off right now and just try to rest.
Well, I'm going to give you a little piece of information that you might want to utilize.
Okay.
You have to realize I've been doing this for 42 years, okay? And when I was basically first becoming – that's all. And when I was first going through my internship to become ordained, I was having a lot of frustration because I couldn't meditate, because I'm very mentally oriented like you are. And one of my jobs I had to do is I had to take care of the bookstore at the church that day. So I did. And this book kept calling me from the shelf, right? So finally, I took care of a couple people. I said, all right, let me pull you off the shelf. And the name of this book was called The Black Butterfly. And it was about this man who was a high-powered executive in New York. And one day, he went out and he laid on that park bench that we've all heard about in New York City, and a black butterfly lit on his third eye, and everything changed. And he traveled all over the world. He cleaned out his desk. He traveled all over the world, and he found out that there's many different ways that you can achieve nirvana. He said, you can chant to your being chanted. You can sing to your being sung. You can dance to your being danced. The whole idea is to achieve nirvana. So I tried it, and it worked.
How cool.
So I started singing alleluias in the shower until I was being sung. I mean, I literally had sparkles of light all around me, and I slept like a baby after that.
That's great. That's great.
So you might want to try that.
That's a great idea. I've been trying to do some just Reiki, actually, on myself.
And that's a great idea. I mean, I know a lot of practitioners that find that that works very well, too. And you're going, it's interesting because this full moon that we're having tomorrow, the moon is sitting right on your moon, okay? I mean, it's
combust. Yes.
It's within a degree, okay? And so because of that, the whole idea is to be able to be purposeful, but not to lose your inner freedom at the same time, okay?
Right.
And again, this is a part of consciousness because you've got to remember that moon is your inner child too. And as dedicated as you can be, and as much you try to keep all your promises, I know you, there has to be a part of you that can be inwardly free when it's time to retire for the night or to retire into your favorite music or to retire, curl up with a pet, whatever you choose to do. And that's an important thing for you to do. This full moon says that if you choose it tomorrow, you'll probably be able to make it go until the next full moon, and you're going to feel as if you have established a new practice for yourself.
That's great. I actually have felt, even though that rush of information, I have to admit, I feel much calmer. I don't know why, but
because you feel you're not alone. You feel that the spiritual forces are working with you. And right now, Jupiter is in Virgo, and it's kissing both your Mars and your Pluto. And it's still close enough to be actually conjunct your Uranus, all in Virgo. And Virgo is all about information. Now, Neptune rules both our fear and our faith, okay? And it's in Pisces, transiting your ninth house of metaphysics and the higher forces. So you're getting very valuable information from another dimension right now. And that's why you're starting to feel very accompanied. So this is great.
This is great. Well, great. I'm glad I need all the help I can get to write my exam. So I'll take
but you
it
want
from
to make
the
a
other
declaration.
Side.
But you want to make a declaration at the end of your day. When you're really ready to retire, you need to thank the forces that be for supporting you and giving you this valuable information. But because you're in a body, you have to rest.
Yes.
Okay? So you need to make the declaration or the request, I want to say, and then see how that works too.
Great idea. I do. I think that's the piece that's been missing is I need to just tell them thank you, but I need to sleep now. So,
right.
I'll play cards.
They will honor the vehicle. They'll honor the vehicle you're wearing. Don't worry about it. Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, many blessings to you, dear. Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. Let's see who's next. I don't want to lose my picture. Here we go. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good.
Who am I speaking with?
So I'm speaking with Jay.
I'm talking to the other Jay?
The other Jay. Canada Jay.
I love it when you both call on the same night. That's fun. So how are things going up in the northern country?
It's been really nice. A little bit of rain, sunshine, a little bit of rain, sunshine. It's been really good, really good. So it's been...
Give me the first three letters of your last name.
First three letters?
Mm-hmm.
or last three letters?
First three letters of your last name.
Oh. A-K-A.
No.
I'm in the system.
I found you.
Thank you.
See, I don't have you under J anymore because I had too many J's on there.
You got to go J for Canada there or something like that.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I got you here. Okay, and you're in Edmonton now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. So what's your big question for tonight? What do you want to ask me about?
My question is that I'm going to the last segment of that yoga thing I've been telling you about. Last 40 days.
Okay, great.
On the 21st to the 30th of July.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. I don't know why, but I feel like it's going to be fireworks when you complete this. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be after the 4th of July, but it's going to be like fireworks. I can tell you that right now.
It will be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, the interesting thing is that Mars is going to be moving forward. It's going to be in your first house as you're completing this in Scorpio, which is really great because it complements your Mars in Pisces, and it complements some of your Cancer planets in your eighth house are really going deep. I love this for you.
Yeah,
you're going to do okay. Why are you afraid?
Hmm? Oh, you know what? I had trouble with my last module. I had trouble with that. It was really getting tiring after the 30 days of it. Well, geez, I've been doing it for 30 days, but anyone would get tired, but I was just getting a little bit tired.
Okay. Now, the new one that's coming up, how could you introduce yourself to the rhythm of how that's going to be? If you could pick a musical genre that would accompany what you're about to embrace, what would that musical genre be?
Classical music.
Okay, do you like classical music?
Yeah, it's relaxing. It's relaxing.
I would start listening to it now. And because Neptune's in Pisces, okay, it hadn't been in 165 years, and right now it's opposing your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, in your ninth house of metaphysics. And it is retrograde right now, so going back to ancient music, the classical stuff, is exactly where you need to be. Okay?
Okay.
And if you get into it now before you embrace this study, you're going to ease through it. I guarantee you.
Okay.
And to do it now in preparation, in joy, and realization, and say, this is what I'm doing. This is my pre-homework. what's going on with relationships right now? Is anything going on there?
Actually, no. I'm just interested in this lady, but I'll have to figure out how to meet her, so.
Okay.
I know her, but
there seems to be a little bit of excitement there. It seems like, you know, you're kind of like interested in somebody that you know that kind of is very, very different for you. And I can see a little excitement building in the chart about that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's good for you.
It is.
It's about time for you to have a little bit of company and a little bit of you know, so that share some of your interests and some of your spiritual realizations. It's very good. Great.
Yeah.
So are we good tonight or do you have anything else you want to ask me?
I think we're good, so I'm just, I guess I'll keep, I'm just last on my, I'm on my second day of my day off before I start into it again, so I'm just taking it easy, went out in nature, and it's good.
I think that's wonderful. Relax, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Is there a place you can take a swim?
No, you know what, I did last night. I went to a isolation tank, so went floating.
Good. I think that was a good thing.
That was awesome. Oh, that was awesome. It was like an hour and 45. I was out most of the time.
Well, I'm glad you took that reprieve. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
You have a sweet
thank
night.
You. Okay.
Right. God bless you.
Get to see you.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. amazing people on this show tonight. Okay. All right, let's see who's next. All right, the queue's kind of full. I'm just trying to figure this out. Okay, I think this one. Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Are you having a good night so far?
So far, so good. A little warm, but it's okay.
Have you called in before?
Oh, it's been a while.
Okay, when's your birthday?
It's April 2nd, 1964.
3:15 p.m. in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, you are good.
Gotcha. And where do you live now?
I'm actually in Boston.
And it's hot in Boston? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's, I think
do you live
like
there
80.
Now?
Yes, I do. Wow. But the humidity's high.
Okay. Yeah, I'm from Worcester.
Originally. Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my family still lives up there. I go up there at least once or twice a year. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I love Boston.
So did you have a special question for me?
Yes, I do. There is a young man that I am friends with, and I just want to know, and what do the charts say? Will this relationship be growing?
When's his birthday?
I know that he's Aquarius, but I don't know the exact of his birthday. I believe it's in February.
Okay.
January, I think it's February.
All right. Well, let me just take a look at what's going on with you cosmically right now, and let's see what's going on with Mars. Let's also see. Okay. Let's see here. You don't have any planetary energy in Aquarius whatsoever, except your vertex.
Okay.
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 Now, if I look at your parts of destiny, which I want to do that, and see what parts of destiny you have in the sign of Aquarius, you have quite a few. Now, is this person a rescuer?
When you say a rescuer, what do you mean exactly?
Like, he's the kind of person that steps in when there's a crisis.
I would say yes.
I would say yes, too. Yeah. Okay. I'm not seeing anything
like
there
can't
to tell
help
me.
Himself, though.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing you have to be concerned about. The Aquarian energy, depending on when he was born, okay, in February, or if he was born in late January, usually there's a kind of a shift. Like, for instance, you're in Aries, but you've got planets in Taurus and planets in Pisces. You've got planets on either side of your sun sign. Now, if he's an Aquarius, this later has more planetary energy in Pisces, he's more willing to give himself away, but sometimes can deny himself what he needs and not be as appreciated. People can treat him like a doormat sometimes if he gets too much in Pisces, okay?
Yes.
But your seventh house, okay, in your chart in Boston where you're living right now, goes from 9 degrees of Pisces to 3 degrees of Aries. So there's a lot of Pisces energy in there, and that's why you might feel that this person's a true ally, and you might feel that conjugal energy with him, absolutely, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of you seem to be trying to find your way right now, okay, in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you came together at this time for that purpose. So I feel there could be a great agreement, great rapport that can go on here. But you're extremely independent, and so is Aquarius, so that could be a plus, not a minus for you, okay?
Yes.
So I would go ahead and keep this party going. Without more information, it's hard for me to really call it. I wish I could call it for you, but intuitively, I really feel that there's something you've came together to exchange and share, and I would just simply treasure it for now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes,
okay.
It does. But for some reason, it seems like there is some avoidance. It's almost as if he doesn't, I would say avoidance, it's almost because he is young. He's younger than myself. It seems like either he's afraid and unsure as to how he should approach me.
Well, again, without it knowing where his moon is, see, if I knew at least
right.
his date of birth, I could probably figure out his moon. The moon has to do with our emotional nature, okay?
Okay.
So what you're experiencing, sun is probably more lunar than solar in him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find out a little bit more data, give me a call next week, and Jacqueline, I'll see what we can see for you, okay?
Okay, that'll be awesome.
All right, God bless you.
All right, honey, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Fun, fun, fun. Okay. Let's see the next one here. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna again.
Hi, Anna. You're only allowed to call in once.
I know, but I'm listening.
Okay, my mistake. Love you. Hold on.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Oh, fun, fun. Okay. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
When's your birthday?
12/31/74. Haven't talked to you guys for a while.
And what's your name?
Rose Maria.
Maria? Okay.
Rose Maria.
And what time are you born, Maria?
7:30 in the morning.
And where?
Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, okay. And where do you live now?
About 10 minutes away from there. Same area.
Okay.
10 minutes away.
So you're close.
Right.
Okay. Now, did you have a special question for me tonight?
I'm still working to see when I'm going to get my job and start doing that.
And what kind of profession are you involved in right now?
I'm in IT background.
Okay. Let's see what we can see here. I don't know if it's better or worse to be in a bigger city right now with the way the economy is. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Right.
Okay. Saving you as Maria 5, just so you know the next time you call in. Okay. All right, here's the full moon going on. Let's see what's happening here. So the full moon is normally a completion cycle, but I actually think that the solstice is going to be kinder to you, which is later on tomorrow night. The moon right now is at the nth degree of Sag at the full moon in your 12th house, which is why you've been feeling kind of invisible, but that's going to change. It's going to go into Capricorn tomorrow night, and then it's going to be moving into your first house, which is a house where you can be seen and you can see clearly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, are you used to working behind the scenes?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Okay. Because it seems to me you're more apt to find something working behind the scenes than being in the public. Have you worked out of your house before?
Yes.
Okay. It seems like that might be where you end up doing it again. And my feeling is I think that if you do this and you take this position, you are going to be very, very busy. But I don't think that's going to be a bad thing because I think you're going to be doing it out of your home, so I think you can handle that. Okay?
Okay.
Jupiter right now is squaring your Mars, so you could get an offer here pretty soon over the next few days. Do you have some resumes out that you're waiting to hear back from right now?
Oh, have I? Yes.
Okay.
A bunch of
okay. I think your ship's about to come in, so don't be at the airport.
At least you got it when I said it. Like, I got it out there. You don't want to know.
Oh. But the summer solstice is kind of an interesting time of year too, because you're gonna remember this is the longest day. I guess you've been on the search for the longest time, so I guess this is the time it's supposed to come to fruition. So I'm feeling more optimistic maybe about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week because the moon's going to be passing over your sun, your Mercury, and your Venus in Capricorn. So you're more apt to get involved with a job with a company that is a large institution that's partially government-funded or regulated. That's what's coming across to me really strong, so I'm going to go with that. I also feel that wherever you live right now, you love living where you're living, don't you?
No, I'm trying to get out, relocate.
Oh, so you're already looking at a place you will love when you move there, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like you're dreaming it or you're living the dream. I wasn't sure which. Okay, great. You need to have a social life, girlfriend.
Oh, I'd do so much when I can get out.
Okay. So keep us posted. Give me a call back next week to see what happens. I have a feeling this next coming week you're going to get pretty lucky.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
God bless you.
Thanks, you too.
Good night. I think I have time to do one more. Area code 336, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marilyn from North Carolina.
Hi, Marilyn from North Carolina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real well. I was just sitting here thinking, well, this would be fun to get to talk to you. So I'm very glad that it worked out.
And where were you born?
I was born here in North Carolina, about 15 miles from where I'm living now.
Okay, let me
just
see. I got two Marylands.
It would be Winston-Salem.
Give me your birthday.
November 19, 54.
And what time?
1:41 in the afternoon.
I like that. Cool. And that was in Winston-Salem, right?
Right.
Okay. All righty then. Okay. And what was your special question you had for me tonight?
Well, I'm interested in connecting with my heart's desires and creating them in my life. I feel like that there is some block there where I'm not trusting and accepting and embracing life as much as I would like to. And it's probably because of some issues with mom and dad and some emotional baggage.
Over the last 3.5 years, you've been going through what we call the dark night of the soul. Embrace a new philosophy about that. With Saturn retrograde, you're just finishing up. It goes direct the last day of this month. You're very, very close. Okay, very, very close here. You've got a beautiful grand trident in water that is going to be stellar when Mars turns around. You are going to be liberating yourself here very, very soon. And I love it for you. I can see it all coming together in the chart. It's like a beautiful triple, almost a quadruple grand trine in water right now. And to let this all simply flow through you, okay?
Yeah.
You're about
That's
to
where
go
I'm kind of blocking
nice
that.
Yep.
I'm kind of blocking
I think sometimes,
right now a little bit.
Yep, but with Mars being in Scorpio and retrograde and being there so long this year, this is your time to finish that up. Okay?
Good.
And then when it moves forward last day of the month, that's going to be passing over your sun sign, and you're going to feel that go, go, go energy. Okay?
Okay.
So you came in with a Virgo moon, which means you worry about way too much. I think that you embraced a lot of guilt when you were younger, but you've learned to work better with that when you work independently. But if you're working codependently with other people that I want to say are authority figures of some kind, it tends to block you. All right.
Very good.
But I see you leaving all of this behind, though. This is the end of the cycle for you. You're done. You're going to be moving on, and you're going to be much more optimistic, and you're going to start teaching what you already know to other people. Did you know that?
I love teaching, but I haven't had my imagination hasn't been able to capture a vision for that.
Well, it's coming sooner than you think. See, Neptune has been in Pisces for 165 years. It is a new passage for all of us. But what it did is it moved into your first house. Now, it's retrograde right now, okay? So that's why you're still having a little trouble with it. But it's going to be there for years into the future. So all that imagination and all that detailed information is going to take the form of you teaching people in some way, whether you do it by writing a book, whether you do it by counseling, whether you do it by getting involved with other people that share your spiritual leanings. It doesn't matter how you do it. You can do it one-on-one. You can do it in groups. You can do it from a podium if you want to. But you're going into a whole new cycle. These next 2 years are going to be amazing.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm kind of
breathing. You're overdue, right?
I am overdue because I've been kind of isolated, been isolating myself.
Well, I think you tend to do that when you heal because you've got so much Scorpio. That's normal for you. But I think now you're starting to realize that you've had to plumb some depths, and what you've been through can help a lot of other people, and you're going to start to see that, and you're going to start to want to do that. And it's going to take off like a rocket. You're just going to all of a sudden be motivated, and you're either going to start writing or speaking. You're going to end up with the right group of people to share your thoughts and realizations. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's not that far away. You're looking at less than 35 days.
Wow. Well, I am ready for some soul to infuse itself into my everyday mundane life.
Exactly. Now, that's not going to happen immediately, as quick as I'm seeing you coming to your epiphany. But as far as a soul coming into your life, as far as someone that has been through similar scenarios, okay, that can understand your story, that will happen before Jupiter leaves Virgo. That will happen before Jupiter leaves Virgo on September 10th. So I'm thinking it's going to be more towards August, the third week of August. If you're going to connect with someone that you really feel is kind of like a twin flame with you, it's going to happen in August this year. Yep.
You mean connect with someone who's what? Say that again.
Who's like a they're on the same soul journey that you are in a lot of ways.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I do feel like I'm opening, but I'm so cautious in my opening that I'm going pretty slow. I'm taking it baby step at a time.
Just don't take too many steps backwards. I'd rather see you stay in place than move backwards. Even though we have some retrograde planets, it's okay to review the past, but don't go back there. Stay stationary when you're doing your meditations, okay, for your best results at this time. Okay.
That's wonderful news.
Well, we're about to go off the air. You keep us posted. Give us a call next week. My friend Jacqueline's here too, and have her take a look, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Many blessings. You have a sweet night. You too.
Yeah, all my blessings to everyone. Thank you.
God bless. Bye. This has been the Illumination Station, Aphrodite North. We'll be here next week. Jacqueline's been away tonight. We hope to have her back. You can reach her at 772-286-2720. Let me say that again, 772-286-2720. And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can find me on Facebook or you can go to aphrodite.com. Many blessings. Have a wonderful Father's Day if you're a father. Have a wonderful day loving your father if he's here, and also loving him if he's far. Many blessings. Good night.